Let's please turn to the Gospel according to John.
14章.
John chapter 14.
约翰福音 14章.
John chapter 14.
第六节.
Verse 6.
14章第六节.
Chapter 14 verse 6.
耶稣说, 我就是道路真理生命, 若不借着我, 没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
在约翰福音里面, 主耶稣有七次的自我介绍。
In the Gospel according to John, for seven times the Lord Jesus declared who he was.
他的介绍非常的特别。
The way he introduced himself was unique.
世界上没有一个人曾经这样自我介绍过。
No one else in this world ever introduced himself this way.
他说我是生命之粮。He
said, I am the bread of life.
他说我是世界的光。He
said, I am the light of this world.
他就我就是门。He
said, I am the door.
他说我是好牧人。He
said, I am the good shepherd.
他说生命在我,复活也在我。He
said, I am the life and the resurrection.
这些话 没有一个人敢讲，也没有一个人能讲。
No human being dared to say such words, nor were able to say such words.
当主耶稣这样自我介绍，我们就知道他不只是一个人，而且他是神本身成为人来地上。
But because Jesus himself declared to be such, we know that he was not an ordinary human being, but God himself who became flesh.
所以我们从主耶稣讲的话，我们就可以了解他是一个非常不一样的一个人。Just
by listening to Jesus' words, we can tell that he was not an ordinary person.
再从主耶稣所做的事情。Then
we can also look at his actions.
我们就知道，除非神跟他同在，没有一个人能够这样做。We
can further confirm that he could not have done these things unless he was from God.
那在这里主耶稣讲说我就是道路真理生命。
In this verse, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
今天晚上我们来查考主耶稣说我就是道路。
And tonight we will focus on the message, the topic, Jesus said, I am the way.
道路就是连接两点的一条捷径。
A way is a path between two points.
如果你要到洛杉矶去。
If you want to go to Los Angeles,
最近可能是走5号往南一直走。
Perhaps the closest route is to take Highway 5.
如果你要到西雅图去,
If you want to go to Seattle,
大概是5号往北走。
You would go also take Highway 5, but going north.
对，路是连接两点的一条捷径。
A way is a path that leads that connects two points.
那主耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
所以主耶稣要来连接两个点。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus himself connects two points.
下面说，没有借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
He continued in the next sentence, no one comes to the Father except through me.
所以这里提到父。
He mentions the Father.
一个提到耶稣自己说我。
He mentions himself, me.
那另外一个没有人，这个人就是我们每一个人。
And then he mentions no one, referring to human beings.
也就是说，如果一个人要到父那里去，那一条路就是主耶稣。
In other words, if a person wants to reach the Father, the only way is Jesus.
也就是我们要回到父那里去，只有一条路，就是主耶稣。
There is only one way that takes us back to our Father, and that is Jesus.
在这一节圣经节给我们另外一个。 我们可能没有想过的一个父亲。This
verse reminds us of a father we probably did not know before.
因为如果照字面来讲, 我回到家就看到我爸爸, 我为什么要耶稣呢?
Normally, when we go home, we see our own parents, our own fathers. Why would we need Jesus?
原来这里讲的父是另外一位的父。But
the father Jesus speaks of here is not the same as our earthly father.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第四章第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all.
这个地方告诉我们，宇宙中只有一个神。
This verse tells us that in this universe there is only one God.
这个神就是记载圣经创造万物的神。
This is the God recorded in the Bible, the creator of heaven and earth.
这里特别讲他是众人的父。
He is the father of all.
这个众人的父有两个意思。
There are two meanings to the father of all.
第一个，他是我们人类的来源。
First, he is the source of humanity.
圣经在讲主耶稣的家谱。
The Bible records Jesus' genealogy.
这样一直往上推。
And if we trace all the way to the beginning,
推到人类第一个人叫做亚当。
We come to the first human being whose name was Adam.
然后圣经说亚当是神的儿子。
And the Bible next says, Adam, the son of God.
这句话就是说神就是亚当的父亲。
This means that God was the father of Adam.
为什么这样讲?
Why does the Bible say so?
因为神是亚当的来源。
Because God was the source of Adam.
所以这个地方说神是众人的父，就是我们每一个人的来源。
Here it tells us that the father, God is the father of all, meaning he is the origin of us all.
所以今天我们为什么需要拜神?
Why should we worship God today?
因为拜神就是重新跟神建立父子的关系。
Because worshiping God reestablishes our father and child relationship between us and God.
所以拜神是很自然的一件事情。
Therefore, worshiping God is something we naturally ought to do.
因为寻找父亲是我们人类的本能。
It is human instinct to seek our father.
这个本能是不能够被消灭的。
This instinct cannot be removed.
所以我们看一个最落后的地方，他们在拜神。
Even in the most remote parts of the world, we see people worshiping God.
但是我们看科技最发达的地方，人也在拜神。
And also in the more technologically advanced places, people also worship God.
那为什么神看不见，大家都在拜神？
Why is it that even though God is invisible, people everywhere in the world are worshiping God?
因为神是人的父。
It is because God is the father of human race.
所以寻找神是人的本能。
Therefore, it is human instinct to seek God.
所以圣经才告诉我们神是众人的父。
That is why the Bible tells us that God is the father of all.
那这个神，他接下去用三句话来形容。
And this verse describes God in three ways.
他说他是超乎众人之上。
God is above all.
我们知道人类历史有很多的伟人。
In human history, there have been many great people.
但是这一位神是超乎众人之上。
But this God is above everyone.
圣经说他坐在至高之处。
The Bible tells us that God is seated in the highest place.
再上去没有了。
There is no one above him.
他掌管一切。
He is the ruler over all things.
所以他超乎众人之上。
That is why he is above all.
他的能力超乎众人之上。
His power is above all.
没有一件事情做不到。
Nothing is impossible for him.
他的智慧超乎众人之上。
His wisdom is above all.
没有一件事情他不知道。
There's nothing that is hidden from his knowledge.
过去、现在、未来，在神都是透明的。
The past, the present, and the future are all transparent to God.
神的爱超乎一切。
God's love is above all.
所以这里叫做超乎众人之上。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that God is above all.
这一位神就是我们的父。
And this God is our Father.
他很有能力，他每一件问题他都知道怎么解决，他又很爱我们。
He is full of power and wisdom and love for us.
所以为什么我们要寻找神？
That is why we need to seek God.
就是因为寻找到这个父亲我们就会享受父亲很丰盛的恩典。
If we are able to find this God, this Father, He can shower upon us abundant blessing.
我们今天看到很多人活得很辛苦。
Many people in this world live very hard lives today.
有的是肉体上，有的是心灵上。
Some people are suffering physically, some people are suffering mentally.
但是我们仔细看，一个最根本的原因就是他们离开神。
And the root of all these problems is that the human race has departed from God.
就是他们过一个没有神的生活。
Human beings are living a life without God.
他们没有神的恩典。
People do not have the grace of God in their lives.
所以只靠自己的智慧、努力，这样在打拼自己的生活。
They toil and work hard, based on their own effort and strength.
但是我们看到很多人很虔诚在拜神。
But we also see many people, worshiping God sincerely.
我们就发现他不但内心充满平安跟喜乐。
And their hearts are filled with joy and peace.
在生活当中也体会到很多的恩典。
And in their daily lives, they experience God's grace in many ways.
因为这位父亲与我们同在。
It is because, this Father is in their lives.
他超乎众人之上。
This Father is above all.
接下来就是说他贯乎众人之中。
Next, he is through all.
有时候我们常常觉得说，如果有神，我也不一定要拜他，他就当他的神，那我做我的一个人。
Sometimes we may think that, so what if there is a God? Let him be God and let me lead my own life.
所以神跟我没有关系，没有关系。
So it seems as if God can be, we can have nothing to do with God.
但是这里说神贯乎我们众人之中。
But the Bible teaches us that God is through all.
圣经说我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
The Bible tells us that our breath and our life, and our every movement is in God.
说我们每一天的生命可以活着是因为神在保守我们。
Every day we are able to live because of God's protection.
每一天早上太阳出来，然后太阳下山，这是因为神的能力在运行。
The sun arises and sets every day because of God's power.
我们每一天在看神创造这么舒服的环境，花草树木，是因为神的能力托住他们。
We live in such a wonderful environment made by God because God sustains everything.
如果神愿意，我们才可以明天活着。
We are able to live tomorrow because God wills.
所以圣经说，我们的一生所住的疆界还有所度的年日都在他的掌管之下。
Therefore the Bible also mentions that the days of our lives and the boundaries we live in are also under God's control.
所以每一天的生活都是跟神不能够切开的。
Every day we cannot possibly separate ourselves from God.
如果神收回他的能力，
If God withdraws his power,
收回他的生命，
If God withdraws his life,
世界就完了。
This whole world comes to an end.
所以这个神贯乎我们众人之中。
That is why it is said that God is through all.
人不可能离开神而活着。
Human beings cannot possibly live apart from God.
人活着是因为神有他的能力、生命在他身上。
Man lives because God's life and power are in him.
所以他贯乎众人之中。
In that sense, God is through all.
那下面说神住在众人之内。
Next, God is in all.
虽然神很伟大，
God is great.
跟人比起来，圣经说人好像微尘，空气中的微尘。
Compared to God, we human beings, as the Bible says, are like dust.
诸位，你有没有看到这里有微尘？
Do you see the dust in the air right now?
我没有看到。
We don't see it.
为什么？
Why?
因为那太小了。
Because it is so small.
所以你看不到。
That is why you don't see it.
至于伟大的神的面前。
In the presence of this Almighty God,
我们好像不存在一样。
We are as if non-existent.
但是虽然人这么渺小，
But even though we are so minute,
神非常的爱人。
God loves human beings very much.
他要住在众人之内。
He tells us that he will live in us.
伟大的神要住在众人之内。
This great and awesome God wants to live in us, human beings.
让我们对他有很清楚的体验。
So that we may have a personal and clear experience of him.
所以有的人说，我看不到神，我没有办法拜他。
Some people say I can't worship God unless I see him.
但是我们可以体验到他。
However, we can experience God.
当神的灵降临，当神内住在我们里面，那种体验是很实在的。
When God's Spirit descends upon us and lives in us, that experience is so real.
当神的爱充满在一个人里面。
When God's love fills a person,
人变成非人的不整个人性变成一个非常好的改变。
His whole character turns for the better.
当神的能力进到人里面。
When God's power enters the person,
我们人整个个性有一个大的改变。
That person undergoes a great transformation.
这些是没有办法否认的。
These are undeniable facts.
这个是很多基督徒的体验。
This is the shared experience of many Christians.
因为神要住在众人之内。
Because God wants to live in all.
那这位神啊，圣经说哦，一切美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐，都是从他来的。
The Bible tells us also that every good and perfect gift comes from this Father.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Please turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
十六节。
Verse 16.
第一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16 of James.
我亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了。十七节。
17.
各样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
我们仔细看这个十七节，告诉我们。
If we pay close attention to verse 17,
美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐是从上面来的。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
上面就是指的天上，就是神。
Above refers to heaven or God.
所以一个人如果很虔诚在敬拜神。
If a person truly worships God,
这个神住在他里面
and God lives in him,
这个人的改变是美善的，也是逐渐朝完善的、全备的在进步。
This person can only grow to become good or better and become more perfect.
所以一个很虔诚拜神的人一定是好的。
A true worshiper of God must be good.
所以我们从圣经看起来，拜神没有一点缺点。
Therefore, from the Bible, we can see that worshiping God is really blameless, without blemish.
但是拜神带给我们太多的好处。
And also, worshiping God brings us so much good things.
他说他是众光之父。
God is the Father of lights.
所以这个神住在我们里面，我们心中光明。
When this God lives in us, our heart is filled with light.
我们看每一件事情都充满着很积极、很有盼望。
We can view everything with a positive attitude and with hope.
因为神是光，他住在我们里面。
Because He is the Father of lights and He lives in us.
所以十六节说不要看错了。
Verse 16 tells us, therefore, do not be deceived.
如果看英文就不要被骗了。
Do not be deceived.
所以如果有人讲拜神是浪费时间。
Some people may say it's such a waste of time to worship God.
拜神没有用了。
It is useless.
如果我们信了，我们就被骗了。
But if we believe in such a message, we have been deceived.
其实拜神对我们来讲，那个好处太多，那个好处不是钱能够换得来的。
The benefit of worshiping God is countless, and it is something money cannot buy.
那如果神这么重要，对我们来讲是有这么多的好处。
If God is so important and worshiping Him brings us so much great benefit,
那我怎么能够跟这一位神建立好像父亲跟孩子的关系呢？
How can we begin to establish a father and child relationship with this God?
那我们现在就回来看约翰福音十四章。
Let's return to John chapter 14.
第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John 14 verse 6.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能够回到那父那里去
Jesus said to him I am the way the truth and the life no one comes to the Father except through me
回到父那里去就是重新跟神建立关系
Coming to the Father means re-establishing this relationship with him
那一条路就是主耶稣
And the way is Jesus
而且是唯一的一条路
And it is the only way
所以有时候我们常常想说、我相信有神
Sometimes we may think I believe in a God
但是印度教他也在拜神
But in Hinduism they also worship God
回教也在拜神
Muslims also worship God
中国传统的民间宗教也在拜神
The folk religions in China also advocate or teach people to worship God
所以世界上拜神的人太多了
So there are so many different kinds of worshippers of God in this world.
难道我一定要信耶稣吗?
Do I really need to believe in Jesus?
但是主耶稣告诉我们清楚。
But Jesus himself states very clearly,
不借着我,没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
真的有一个神。
Yes, there is truly a God.
但是如果要跟神建立关系，
But in order to establish a relationship with God,
那一条路就是主耶稣。
The way is Jesus.
也就是说，虽然我们知道神，如果没有借着主耶稣，人跟神就不能重新建立关系。
In other words, you may know that there exists a God, but without Jesus, you cannot possibly establish a relationship with God.
那为什么圣经会讲得这么肯定？
Why is the Bible so definite about this?
为什么圣经把其他的路都把它排除？
Why does the Bible exclude all other methods?
那我们就要看主耶稣来世界，他重要的使命是什么？
We need to then answer the question of what is the most important mission of Jesus coming into this world.
那主耶稣来世界这个使命，是不是世界上其他人能够完成，或者已经完成？
Was this mission something that anyone else could possibly have attained?
好，我们看马太福音第一章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 1.
啊，马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter
1, 21节
verse 21.
马太第一章二十一节
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
主耶稣来世界上只有一啊，带有一个使命。
Jesus Christ came to this world with one mission,
就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
And that was to save people from their sins.
如果圣经告如果我们读圣经，我们就很清楚，今天人跟神的关系为什么会破裂。
For those of us who read the Bible, we'll see a very clear message as to why there is a broken relationship between people and God.
我们常常听人讲哦，如果婚姻发生问题哦，一定是丈夫也有错啊，太太也有错，只是程度上不同而已。
Usually, in a broken family or in a ruined marriage, both the husband and the wife have some fault.
不可能一个人百分之百错，一个人百分之百对。
It is not possible that one person is 100% correct and the other person is totally wrong.
为什么人会这样讲？
Why do people say this?
因为原因就是我们人啊，虽然有良心，人都有罪性。
Even though we all have a conscience, we are all born with a sinful nature.
所以人际关系发生问题，有时候啊，多少人都两个都有责任。
So oftentimes in a relationship problem, both sides are to blame.
但是我们跟神的关系破裂是谁的责任？
But what about our relationship with God? Who is to blame for such a broken relationship?
如果我们从圣经看起来，
When we look at it from the Bible's perspective,
神对人的爱没有改变。
God's love towards man never changed.
神是一个很慈爱的父亲。
God is a gracious and kind father.
他在等待他的儿子回头。
He awaits his children to return to him.
回头来寻找他。
To come back to seek him.
所以人跟神这个关系没有办法建立啊，问题在人。
Therefore, the fact that we cannot reestablish our relationship with God, the problem is with us, with human beings.
但是人跟神没有办法建立关系，最重要原因不是因为神看不见。
And the most fundamental problem is not that God cannot be seen.
最重要的原因是因为人有罪。
Rather, most importantly, it is because man has sinned.
所以这个罪阻挡了人跟神的关系。
Sin hinders our relationship with God.
除非人的罪能够把它拿掉，不然人跟神没有办法重新建立关系。
Unless we removed the sin, we cannot possibly reestablish our relationship with God.
因为神不只是慈爱的神，神也是公义的神。
Because God is not only a loving God, He is also a just God.
所以人的罪要怎么来除掉？
How can man remove his sin?
这个是一个很重要的原因啊，很重要的因素。
This is a very important factor.
所以主耶稣来世界上最重要就是要除掉我们的罪。
Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world for this very purpose, to remove our sins.
我们先来看罗马书。
Please turn to Romans.
罗马书第八章
Let's read Romans chapter 8
罗马书第八章第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
罗马书八章三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
律法因为肉体的软弱有所不能行，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉身定了罪案。第四节。
Verse 4.
使律法的义成就在我们不从肉体，只从圣灵的身上。
For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
什么是律法？
What is the law?
神所颁布的诫命就是律法。
God's commandments to men.
这个诫命本来是好的。
God's commandments are good.
所以我们仔细看神颁布的十条诫命。
If we consider God's Ten Commandments,
有哪一条不好？
Which commandment is not good?
没有一条不好的。
None of them is no good.
每一条都是好的。
Every one of them was good.
我们仔细看十诫的后面六条。
If we consider the last six commandments,
每一条都是好的。
Every single one of them is good.
孝敬父母，第五条。
The fifth commandment, honor your parents.
不可杀人，第六条。
Sixth commandment, do not kill, do not murder.
不可奸淫，第七条。
Seventh, do not commit adultery.
不可偷盗，第八条。
The eighth commandment, do not steal.
不可作假见证害人，第九条。
The ninth commandment, do not bear false witness against our neighbor.
不可贪心，第十条。
And the tenth commandment, do not covet.
如果十诫我们都行出来。
If are able to observe and keep all ten commandments.
每一个家庭都很圆满。
Every family will be wonderful.
如果十诫都行出来，监牢的人就没有了。
If everybody practices the Ten Commandments, then our jails will be empty.
如果十诫都行出来，律师就失业了。
If everybody practices the Ten Commandments, all the lawyers will become unemployed.
如果十诫都行出来，你车子也不要上锁，门也不需要锁。
If everybody practices the Ten Commandments, then you don't need to lock your cars or your house.
你上网也不需要一大堆 password， 也是忘光光了。
You don't need to remember so many passwords when you go on the internet.
所以十诫行出来，天下太平啊。
If everyone keeps the Ten Commandments, then there is world peace.
那为什么十诫行不出来？不是十诫不好。
Why are we not able to keep the Ten Commandments? It's not because the Ten Commandments are no good.
这里告诉我们啊，因为我们带有肉体，有软弱，行不出来。
It tells us here that it is because of the weakness of our flesh.
所以好的我们行不出来啊，坏的我们一起去做，这个就是罪。
We cannot do what is good, but we keep doing what is wrong, and that is sin.
所以圣经一打开来，我们都有罪。
Therefore, when we open the Bible, we see that every one of us is a sinner.
就是这个罪阻挡了我们跟公义的神建立亲密的关系。
This sin breaks our relationship with this righteous God.
好像一个小偷遇到警察一样。
It is like a thief running into a cop.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
我们要把这个罪解决。
We must deal with this sin.
这样我们才能够跟我们的父亲建立关系。
Only then can we establish a relationship with our father.
那这个罪要怎么解决？
How can we resolve this problem of sin?
第八章的第三节下半句说，
Chapter 8 verse 3 tells us,
神差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭。
God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
所以神成为人来地上。
God himself became a man on earth.
主耶稣。
And this was Jesus.
那做罪赎罪的祭就是被钉在十字架上。
He did so on account of sin. He was crucified on the cross.
为我们的罪付出代价。
He paid the price of our sin.
被咒诅。
He was condemned.
流出他的宝血。
He shed his precious blood.
所以今天我们的罪要怎么能解决？
How can we deal with the problem of sin today?
第四节。
Verse 4.
使律法的义成就在这个不从肉体，只从圣灵的身上。
That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
所以我们今天信耶稣。
Today, as we believe in Jesus,
我们只要相信他是救主。
We just need to believe that he is our Savior.
从心里面悔改。
From our hearts, we repent of our sins.
接受洗礼。
We receive baptism.
主耶稣的宝血就要洗掉我们一切的罪。
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ will wash away all sin.
这个叫做恩典。
This is a gift or a grace.
圣经一翻开来，我们是罪人。
When we open the Bible, we see that we are sinners.
是没有希望的。
We are hopeless.
是等待将来的审判。
We can only await the future judgment.
但是耶稣为我们死。
But Jesus died for us.
你只要相信他是救主。
Just believe that he is our savior.
接受洗礼。
Receive his baptism.
罪都洗干净了。
Your sins will be all washed away.
我们就变成神的儿女。
And we can become God's children again.
就跟父亲重新建立的关系。
That's how we can reunite with God.
所以这件事情在人类历史里面只有一个人做到。
And only one being, one person in this, in human history ever accomplished this mission.
就是主耶稣。
And that was Jesus.
各种宗教都有他的创始人教主。
Every religion had a founder.
但是没有一个教主曾经为人死，除了主耶稣。
But besides Jesus Christ, no religious founder ever died for the human race.
也没有一个教主除了主耶稣有资格为人死。
And besides Jesus, no other religious founder was worthy to die for anyone else.
如果你到中国的山东去看孔子的故乡。
If you visit the home of Confucius in Shandong, China.
在最里面有一尊墓，叫做孔子的墓。
You find the tomb of Confucius.
孔子还埋在那里。
He was buried there.
这个事实告诉我们什么？
What does this fact tell us?
如果我们翻开圣经来看，
If we open the Bible,
死是从罪来的。
We see that death is the result of sin.
如果一个人死了，他不能活过来，就是表示他有罪。
If a person dies and is not able to come back to life, that means he is a sinner.
既然所有的人都死了。
Since everyone died,
大家都有罪。
Everyone is a sinner.
只有一个人，
only one,
他说他没有罪。
Who's claimed to be without sin,
人也找不出他有罪。
And no one could find any fault in him.
这个人就是主耶稣。
This was Jesus.
那他被钉死啊。
But he was crucified to death.
他先说，我三天要活过来。
But before that, he said, I will come back to life in 3 days.
他为什么这么有把握他三天要活过来？
Why was he so confident that he would come back to life?
因为既然他没有罪，
Because he was without sin,
他就不能够被死捆绑。
He could not be controlled by sin.
所以三天他活过来了。
Or bound by sin. Therefore, he was raised to life 3 days later.
所以人类历史里面只有一个人有资格为我们而死，也只有这个人曾经为我们而死。
Therefore, in all of human history, only one person was worthy to die for us, and only one person did so.
那这个人钉在十字架流出的宝血叫做赦罪的泉源。
And this man who was crucified on the cross shed his blood, which becomes the fountain of the washing away of sin.
所以今天我们只要仰望他的救恩，接受洗礼，我们的罪就全部赦免了。
Today, by trusting in him as our source of salvation, and through baptism, our sins can be washed away.
那我们怎么知道我们的罪赦免？
How do we know that our sins are washed away?
有一个很重要的证明。
There's an important evidence.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Please read Acts chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
众人听见这个话，觉得扎心，就对彼得跟使徒都弟兄说，我们又能怎么行？这里讲彼得在讲道理，非常有权柄。
Peter's message was full of power.
你们钉死的耶稣，他已经复活了。
Jesus, whom you crucified, is now raised to life.
他就是救主。
He is both Lord and
Christ. 这个表示你们在听的，你们都有罪的。
In other words, all of you listening to this are sinners.
大家听的扎心。
That's why all of them were cut to the heart.
那我们怎么办？
They ask, what shall we do?
38节。
Verse 38.
彼得说你们要悔改。
Then Peter said to them, repent.
悔改这句话不好听啊。
Repent is not pleasant to the ears.
悔改表示我们有罪。
Because it means that you are a sinner.
要承认我们的罪。
You have to confess your sin.
要离开我们的罪。
You have to leave your sin.
要改变我们活在罪里面这个生活。
You have to change your lifestyle of sin.
这是好几步的。
It takes many steps.
要悔改。
You must repent.
然后奉耶稣的名受洗，主耶稣的名受洗。
Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
为什么？
Why?
叫你的罪得赦。
For the remission of sins.
那我怎么知道罪得赦？
How do we know that our sins have been washed away?
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
It says, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
因为罪赦免了，没有罪了，那个父亲的灵，圣洁的灵就 进到我们里面，住在我们里面，与我们同在。
If our sins are washed away, then the Holy Spirit of God can come and dwell in us.
所以今天我们非常的有把握，我们的罪得到赦免。
Today we can be confident that our sins have been washed away.
因为照着圣经的应许，我们祷告真的得到圣灵。
Because according to the promise of the Bible, when we kneel down to pray to God, we actually receive the Holy Spirit.
就是因为我们的罪赦免，神的灵才会降到我们身上。
And after our sins have been washed away, God's Spirit descends into our hearts.
那三十九节，这个应许是给你们跟你们一切住在远方的儿女，还住在远方的。
39. For the promise is to you and your children and to all who are afar off.
所以得圣灵这个应许是给每一个人的，全世界每一个人。
This promise is available to everyone in this world.
但是要体验这个圣灵，我们一定要信耶稣是救主，接受洗礼。
But in order to experience the Holy Spirit, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized for the remission of our sins.
耶稣给我们做一个榜样。
Our Lord Jesus Christ set an example for us.
他进到水里面受洗。
He went into the water to be baptized.
他从水里面上来。
He came up out of the water.
天开了。
And heaven opened.
什么是天开了？
What does it mean that the heaven opened?
就是表示借着洗礼，我们人能够重新回到神的国去。
It signifies that through baptism, we can return to heaven.
那我们怎么知道天开了？
How do we know that heaven opened?
圣灵好像鸽子降在他身上。
The Holy Spirit descended like a dove upon Jesus.
就是从天上下来。
He descended, meaning he came from heaven.
然后有一个声音说，这是我的爱子。
And a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved son.
所以今天我们非常有把握，我已经回到父那里去了。
Today we can also be confident that we have returned to our father.
因为我们受洗真的天开了。
Because through baptism, heaven indeed opened for us.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know?
祷告神的灵就从天上浇灌在我们身上。
Because we pray to God and God pours out his spirit into us.
那这个圣灵就是证明神接纳我们做他的儿女。
The Holy Spirit is God's seal of accepting us as His children.
所以圣灵从我们心里呼上天上的神阿爸父。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit in our hearts cries out, Abba, Father.
所以一个这么卑微、渺小的过去犯了很多的罪的人，竟然神的灵在他心里呼叫天上神阿爸父。
So such a useless and insignificant person and sinner as us.Are able to cry out to God, Abba, Father, today.
如果那一位神这么有能力、权柄的神是我们的父亲
，If such an almighty and powerful God is our Father,
那我们人生还忧虑什么
？Then what else do we have to worry about in life?
那我们人生还害怕什么
？What else do we have to be afraid of in life?
没有忧虑，没有害怕，就是平安。
And when we are free of worries and free of fear, we have peace.
所以平安从哪里来？
Therefore, where does peace come from?
当我们重新跟这个父亲建立了关系
When we reestablish a relationship with this father,
他住在我们里面
He lives in us.
平安就在我们里面了
And peace is in our hearts.
他住在我们里面我们满足了就很喜乐
When he lives in our hearts, we are satisfied and we have joy.
所以不一定要很丰盛的物质生活
Therefore, we don't need to seek an abundant material life.
有时候很简单的生活，因为神住在我们里面，你都觉得很幸福。
Even with a simple life, we feel blissful because God lives in us.
因为我们的喜乐满足了。
Because our joy is full.
我们的平安满足了。
Our peace is full.
我们活着充满着盼望。
And our life is filled with hope.
人生顶多死吧，死就回到父那里去。
The worst that could happen is to die andBut once we die, we return to the Father.
人生有盼望啊。
Therefore, we have hope in this world.
所以这个就是主耶稣说要给我们的。
And this is the gift our Lord Jesus wants to give us.
他说，我就是道路。
He said, I am the way.
让我们来追求这一条道路。
So let us walk on this way.
使我们能够回到父那里去。
So we may all return to the Father.
来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
192首。
192.